Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today here on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. This is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG. And we're online at kpcg.fm, and we have a live link at thetrumpet.com as well. Occasionally we get letters written to us asking questions about different aspects of God's Word. And we had one person write in recently, and they have a question that we receive from time to time. The basic question is this: how do we know which day is the seventh day? How do we know which day is the seventh day? And so this person agrees with the Bible teaching that we should keep the seventh day Sabbath, but they said they don't know what day that is. And they said specifically that unless they can be shown a scripture that says the Sabbath is Friday sunset to Saturday sunset, then they won't keep it because they don't know what day it is. Now, sometimes people ask that question sincerely. They just don't know, and they'd like to see what the Bible says. And that's awesome. It's a great question, and it's worth asking and worth thinking about. Sometimes people write that question in because they're wanting to just not keep the Sabbath, and they feel like that's a loophole. And in the case of this person, that's apparently what they were trying to do, just based upon some of the things they wrote and saying they had to specifically see a particular scripture and so forth. So it is a question, though, worth looking into. And it's worth stopping and thinking for a moment. Why would God command we keep the seventh day Sabbath, along with the annual holy days, but then give us no way to know when those days are? I mean, that would be cruel, wouldn't it? God's not cruel. God is love. If He gives us a command, He wants us to understand it so that we can submit to Him and obey Him. So let's notice God's Sabbath command to start with. It's in Exodus 20. And we'll read verses 8 through 11. There's other scriptures that talk about the Sabbath as well, but we'll look at this, Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11. If you have a Bible handy, it'd be great to get it out so that we could look at these passages together, because it is important to see what God's Word says. That's what we're basing everything upon. Exodus 20, verse 8, it says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." This is one of God's commandments. "6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Eternal your God. In it you shall not do any work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor the stranger that is within your gates." So very specific. Verse 11, "For in 6 days the Eternal made heaven and earth and sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore, the Eternal blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." So, we see clearly here that we are to keep the seventh day. Now, people don't do that very often, and they'll have a variety of reasons for that. But we see the command is here. Now, in the case of the person that wrote in the question, they agree with that. They read it, and they said, okay, I can see that. The Sabbath is the seventh day. But then they said, but how can I know when the seventh day is? Now, it is a good question if it's asked in the right attitude and there is an answer for it. But of course, we have to be open to God's understanding and His teaching. We can't demand that God says something a certain way or a specific way or else we won't stand for it. We don't dictate to God like that. We are to look at His Word. We are to study it and then make sure that we apply it correctly and put it all together. And we have a correspondence course that helps with that, the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. It's a free course at thetrumpet.com, and it'll really help you with understanding the Bible and many subjects, including the Sabbath and the holy days. That's free at thetrumpet.com, and you can sign up for it there. But again, how do we know what the seventh day is? When is that? Well, the Bible gives us the answer. Notice Romans 3. We'll look at a New Testament passage. Romans 3. Romans 3 and verse 1, it says, "What advantage then has the Jew? Or what profit is there of circumcision?" In verse 2, "Much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. That's the point that we want to look at here specifically. Unto the Jews were committed the oracles of God. So we need to understand what that means. The Greek word for oracles in verse 2 simply means the divine revelation or utterance of God. God gave them some divine revelation, some utterance, and they are to have recorded it, and they did. What is contained in these oracles? Well, let me give you a quote. This is from a reprint article that we have at thetrumpet.com. It's titled God's Sacred Calendar, and it's free, and it'd be good to download it, read it, or you could request it, and we could send you a physical copy if you'd like to. But again, the title is God's Sacred Calendar, and it's there at thetrumpet.com. It says, the oracles do not refer to Old Testament scripture only. The Hebrew calendar is also included. For without the calendar, it would be impossible to fulfill correctly what is written in the Hebrew Bible about hallowed annual times. And not only the Bible and calendar, but the week also. So we know the week and the days of the week because God revealed his calendar and the week to the Jews. It says these three, the Bible, the calendar, and the week, are all part of the oracles committed to the Jews for all mankind. The Bible, the calendar, and the week. That's how we know when the seventh day is. God committed the oracles to the Jews. Now, the Jews did turn away from obedience to God. Notice Acts 7. We'll see something here about this, because this is an argument that sometimes comes up where people will say, well, but didn't the Jews, you know, stray from God's teachings? And they did. And it's stated in the Bible. Here in Acts 7, verse 39, it says, to whom our fathers would not obey, but thrust him from them, and in their hearts turn back again into Egypt. So some history is being given here of Israel, including the Jews, and they did turn away from God. They went back to Egypt in their hearts. And so people will read that and say, well, how can we trust then these oracles? Well, let's go back to Romans 3 and see what Paul says. Romans 3 and verses 3 and 4. It says, for what if some did not believe? Okay, so what if some of the Jews in this case who had the oracles didn't believe? They became faithless and they didn't obey God. He says, shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? And then he answers in verse 4, God forbid. Let God be true, but every man a liar. God didn't change his oracles, nor did he change his plan to have the Jews preserve those. And just because they turned away doesn't mean that the rest of God's plan there stopped. It did not. Again, back to that reprint article, which is free at thetrumpet.com on the sacred calendar. It says God continued to preserve his oracles through them. He simply pruned off those who refused to preserve his revelation for men. And that is one reason the 10 tribes of Israel were cut off and sent into exile. We have more about that in the United States and Britain in prophecy. You can request that also at thetrumpet.com. See what happened to the tribes of Israel. Judah is one tribe. It says here is where the argument breaks down for those who say the Hebrew calendar is not of God. They will readily admit that the Jews, even though they have rejected God's revelation, have preserved an accurate and precise reading of the Hebrew Bible. So people would agree with that. But it says they reject the preservation of the Hebrew calendar on the basis that it has been preserved by rebellious men. As Paul wrote, let God be true. Do you believe God? Did he preserve his inspired word, the Hebrew Bible, even if through carnal men? Most would say, of course. Then did he preserve his calendar, organized according to 19-year time cycles, so that we might keep his holy days and their appointed seasons? God's word says yes. Concerning the preservation of the Hebrew calendar, it is all a question of government, whether God is capable of ruling, whether God can intervene in the affairs of his people to correct their errors. No men are perfect, and that is a matter of faith. Faith is believing what God said. God said that he preserved the oracles through the Jews. Do we believe God or not? It comes down to that. Do we believe God or not? You know, if you think about the seventh day itself, well, what makes that holy? Well, God said so. He put his presence in it. So do we believe God or not? God kept the knowledge of when the seventh day is through the Jews. He says so. We read it in Romans 3. Do we believe him or not? Now, it's interesting because Jesus Christ, when he was on this earth, he was not confused about when the Sabbath was. He wasn't confused about when the seventh day was. Notice Luke 4. Jesus Christ came and he kept the Sabbath holy. Luke 4 and verse 16, it says, and he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. Well, he went in on the Sabbath day. Well, Jesus Christ was of the tribe of Judah, so he was Jewish. He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath, and he read according to the custom. Well, when did the Jews keep the Sabbath? Friday night sunset to Saturday night sunset. Jesus Christ did that. The Jews do it. God said he preserved that through the Jews. And again, it gets back to, do we believe God or not? He said he did. Do we believe that? Do we have faith in that, in his word? Further from our reprint article, it says, how do we know the seven-day week has been preserved accurately? How can we be sure that time has not been lost? Because God said it would be preserved through the Jews. Likewise, God's sacred calendar has been preserved. By what evidence can we prove that? Faith. Not a blind faith, but faith in what God says. That's what faith is, believing him. He said he did it, and we can believe him. If we don't believe him, then we're faithless. And of course, faith without works is dead. We know what day the seventh day is because God said he would preserve the calendar and the week through the Jews. And he also said that the seventh day is the Sabbath and we're to keep it holy. Now, if we have faith in that, and if we have a living faith in that, then we'll keep the Sabbath day holy on the seventh day. And it won't be a mystery as to what day that is. Now, the person that wrote in and asked the question, they were given this answer, and they balked at it, and they said, well, I don't want to read it. It's too much to read, too much to look at. They said rather they wanted just one scripture that said exactly that it should be kept on Friday night to Saturday evening. And if they couldn't find that, then they weren't going to do it. By what evidence can we prove that? By faith. Faith is simply believing what God says. But most don't live by faith. That's why people have questions, and when the questions are answered, they won't believe it because they don't live by faith. And Jesus Christ, who kept the Sabbath, as we just read, he knew that there would be very little faith today. Notice Luke 18. This is a really convicting scripture. Luke 18 and verse 8. Just part of it here, it says, Christ said, nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, which is shortly ahead of us now, shall he find faith on the earth? There's not going to be much faith. There's not going to be too many people that read God's word and believe it and act on it. And it can get very specific and very practical. How about the seventh day Sabbath? How about the seventh-day Sabbath? Some just reject it outright. And then others say, well, yes, I see that the Bible says that we should keep the seventh day holy, but we can't know what that is. That's what they'll say. And so what do? Well, they justify themselves. So they don't have to keep it holy. So they can do what they want. But if we have faith, if we have living faith, we believe God. And he said in Romans 3, that he committed the oracles to the Jews, including the Hebrew Bible, the calendar, and the week. These things were committed to the Jews. And if we believe God, then very clearly we know, just like Jesus Christ did, when the Sabbath day is, and just like Jesus Christ, we'll also keep it holy. We have a lot more on this in our free reprint article on the Hebrew calendar. Also, you can read Pagan Holidays or God's Holy Days, which gets into the annual holy days and which day is a Christian Sabbath. All of it's free and at thetrumpet.com. And we hope you study into it and make sure you really prove what God's Word says. That's all the time we have for this edition of Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. Thank you for spending some of your time with me today. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.